Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is the author of Future Edge. Also, his film is his new film is called Innovation at the Verge. If you get a chance to see the film, the first film that I ever saw that he made, I think it was called The Business of Paradigms. Wasn't that the
it
first?
Was, yep.
That was the name of the film.
Discovering the Future of the Business of Paradigms.
Yeah, and it was it's one of folks who's still floating around out there. Maybe is it still? Can you still buy it retailers?
Oh man. It's my number one bestseller.
Good.
It's just 25 years, and it's still the best of all my films.
I'm telling you, folks, it's outstanding. So check it out. It's still valid. There's nothing in there. There's not one second of that film, a 25-year-old film, that's not evergreen today, Joel.
Well, thank you for saying that. And that's actually, I viewed it a couple of weeks ago just because somebody said it's getting old again.
No.
I viewed it, and I said, you know what? The ideas are perfectly solid. It's just my clothing again.
Yeah, I was going to say,
every
it was
10 years.
The bell bottoms gave it away. Other than that, Joe, you were good. Okay, folks, we had a milestone event recently. The 7 billionth child was born in America. They attributed it to a little, I think it was a little girl in India, and so good for her. But a lot of people, when they hear that, they think, oh my goodness, we are doomed, all these people. But you've got another idea. You got another take on it, Joel.
Well, the other take, and it's not me, it's the demographers who just simply are saying, what's really happening in terms of the number of babies being born? And it turns out we've got mostly, if you look at most of the countries in the world, they're either very close to zero population growth or they're under that. They're not replacing the elderly mm-hmm. with babies. So mm-hmm. the actual population is going down. Italy is a good example of it. But in fact, it's all across the world. So what we have is we've got a couple of places where there's very rapid population growth, especially in Africa. But everywhere else, it is truly slowing down. So that
the developing countries have been making a lot of babies, but even they're slowing down a little bit. But let's take a couple of examples. Look at China. China's had a 40-year policy of one child per family.
Yep.
To the point of punishing people if they had more than one. And I saw the other day, and one of my demographers pointed this out, that in the last 40 years, they have essentially aborted 400 million births.
Correct.
And sadly, they got a demographic problem in China because a lot of those births were disproportionately female.
Exactly. Well,
so they
that's
got,
true in India too. India
they got,
and China
they got
both.
Millions. They got millions of pretty grumpy young men over there.
Like about 20 million they will have by 2020. Men mm-hmm. who have no chance of marriage.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty scary for them.
So they've got a problem now, but also without any kind of political policies, Japan's got the same problem. You mentioned Italy, all across Europe, they got the same problem, don't they?
It's like 2/3 of the countries are now clearly moving toward ZPG or less. Japan is going to lose population.
ZPG is zero population growth.
Zero population growth. Yeah, Japan could lose 20% of their population just from not having more children.
Just from people dying.
I mean, yeah, exactly. But with people, it's the elderly dying, but the young are not marrying, number one, and the young women in these countries are not having kids. And
when I talk to my friends in Europe about their children, you know, they've got adult children who are in their early 30s, and they're not married, they're not having babies. And you know, 30, 40 years ago, that was unheard of anywhere in the world.
Exactly. They're literally talking about life without marriage and life without children. That a substantial number of women are saying, look, I love my job. I like what I do. I haven't mm-hmm. found a man that's interesting enough for me to say I want to marry and live with him the rest of my life. I'm happy the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
So the birth dearth is the phrase for this.
Right.
That's a serious because, and you know this really well, as the seniors, as we seniors, you know, begin to take our retirement, the idea is we're supposed to have young people in enough
right.
numbers below us to help pay for our right. welfare and stuff like that. And those numbers are not showing up in a lot of countries.
So what's that going to, what, as you're the futurist here, Joel, give us the big picture issues that this is creating.
Well, several things. Number one, this dilemma of where is the money going to give to the senior citizens
fund the social
the
programs.
So right. that's a social problem. There's a second kind of lighted area, and a good friend of mine, Tor Dahl, who is a world expert in productivity, yep. has shown repeatedly that if you take those people who are left and working and really help them improve their productivity, we do not have a problem.
Well, but and that's actually a reality, isn't it? I mean, we're making that happen right now, at least in America.
We're kind of doing it, but here's the point. His point is we could double and triple it
right.
without much difficulty. And if you double and triple it, says if you add two or three more workers to
right.
the environment, see? So that's the good part.
Joel, but there's one. We'll pick up on this in a second. But I want to point out that we're already doing productivity in America well enough that it's creating something called structural unemployment.
Except if you think about the fact that we're having fewer and fewer workers, structural unemployment's going away.
Well, it's, but that's a macro event. You got micro unemployment right now.
All right, but you asked me for the macro view.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Just turn it around on me, Joel. All right, stand by. We're gonna come back. This is fascinating stuff, and you're hearing it right from one of the greats of our time, Joel Barker. Stay with us, Tintill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.